News from Rotherhithe. Reunited. Psalters back together as family statues are unveiled. 300 people watched the unveiling of new statues of social reformers Ada and Dr. Alfred Psalter on Sunday, 3 years after an original was stolen. The couple championed free healthcare in London in the early 1900s, planted 9,000 trees, and are still revered by many today. Dr. Psalter's original statue was torn out of the pavement on Bermondsey Wall East by metal thieves in 2011. Its disappearance triggered a fundraising campaign to see it replaced and to pay for the first statue of his wife Ada, who was London's first female mayor. Over 3 years, the Psalter statues campaign raised £60,000, which was then doubled by Southwark Council. Gary Glover, chair of the group, said, "It's 3 years and it's been a long, hard slog, but out of someone stealing statues, which was a really nasty incident, has come some real good. It's shown the generosity of people of Bermondsey and Rotherhithe. It's brought the family together. Having Ada as the 15th statue of a woman in London is amazing." At the ceremony on Sunday afternoon in Cherry Garden Pier, Dr. Psalter's grandniece, Joanna Crawshaw, unveiled his new statue, while Ada's grandnephew and grandniece, Nick Hudson and Janet Kendall, unveiled hers. The statues of their child Joyce and the family cat were also shown again for the first time since the theft. Emily Spence, one of Ada's relatives, said she was deeply touched that the couple was still held in such high regard in Bermondsey and Rotherhithe. "I'm incredibly moved that the people of Bermondsey still think Ada and Alfred have some relevance to their lives now. It's the people of Bermondsey who have stood up and said, we want them, the statues, back. I'm deeply touched, actually. What a great place this is to stand up and do something like this. That's the Psalter's legacy to me, really." Dr. Psalter worked at Guy's Hospital in 1889 and upset colleagues by charging just sixpence for consultations with the poor. Together with Ada, he ran a convalescent home in Kent for Bermondsey patients and successfully campaigned for a solarium to treat tuberculosis sufferers. They also secured funding for public baths at the cost of £50,000. Dr. Psalter was elected to Parliament as a Labour MP in 1922 and stepped down in 1945. Simon Hughes, MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, said, "Sunday's unveiling of the Alfred and Ada Psalter statues was a proud moment for Bermondsey. As a community, we responded with initial anger to the insulting theft of the statues, but then with determination. Dr. Alfred Psalter was, in my opinion, the greatest, most respected and most radical campaigning MP we've had in Bermondsey. It's right, though, that this memorial is of both Ada and Alfred, who was also a great figure in local and London politics. Ada was one of Britain's first female councillors and one of the first female mayors in the land."